Pepsodent presents the Charlotte Greenwood program with a famous hit and a miss and starring that long, lovable lady, Charlotte Greenwood. The next sound you hear will be a vacuum cleaner in a little frame house at 114 North Hinkle Street in Cranston, Connecticut. The long thing handle of the vacuum cleaner, which is named Hoover, is in the capable hands of a long, thin lady named Greenwood.
Pinky. Yes, Charlotte. Will you please lift up the sofa for me?
Sure.
I still think you ought to listen to us, Charlotte.
Now, Jane, the subject is closed.
But it seems to me that... That's the way I feel about it. But Jane said I didn't hear, but I agree with her 100%.
I know what you said. I know what you said, and I don't agree.
Oh, but you do need a rest, Charlotte. You should go to New York. It isn't right you should always feel like... So why shouldn't you?
You know, Charlotte, I've been thinking that you ought to... I'd be mighty grateful.
If any more is said on this subject, I'll start the vacuum cleaner again.
Well, I wasn't saying anything about your trip to New York.
Well, then what were you saying?
I was saying that I'd like to put down this sofa.
Oh, Pinky, I am sorry. I forgot you were holding it. Do put it down.
Oh, Charlotte, want to tell you something?
You, Mrs. Fitz. Come on, Hoover, do your stuff. What are you babbling about?
I heard every word you said. I'm all ears.
Yes, you and Radar.
You simply must go. I went to New York when I was a little girl.
You did, Mrs. Pig. Wasn't it tiresome riding in that covered wagon?
After a visit from Mrs. Kidd, you do need a rest.
You know, to hear you people talk, you'd think I didn't want to make that trip to New York.
Well, then why don't you?
Because the government has asked us not to travel.
But it's only 2 hours from Cranston to New York by train.
You don't have to tell me how long it is. I've been doing it every year.
Yes, and you always come back feeling marvelous. After all, you only stay one day.
One day and you're feeling marvelous? What's there, a boyfriend?
No, Veronica. But every year, Charlotte has taken a one-day excursion to New York City. She has her hair done, goes on a shopping spree, dines at a swanky restaurant, visits a hip show, and catches a 12:42 out of New York to Cranston that same night. She comes back a new woman.
Not new. Just recap.
I guess you shouldn't deny yourself, Charlotte.
Why should I go barging off on a holiday?
Well, we get a day off every week, and you don't get any time off from housework.
Oh, think of it, Charlotte. A hairdo at Madame Yvette's, the chops on Fifth Avenue,
marinated herring at Lindsay's.
Yeah, they tell me Oklahoma's a great show, Charlotte. Beautiful girls. So what?
Beautiful boys, too.
Say, you people aren't trying to tempt me, are you?
Oh, what?
Well, don't give up. I'm getting tempted. Golly, look at that mob here in the station.
I guess people aren't paying much attention to the signs that say don't travel.
You know, I don't feel so guilty just going to New York.
Now leading on track for the forfeited Washington, Pittsburgh, has a recipe. For Mount Sullivan, Thirsted, West Catherine. For Benicity, Hickett, off the mouth. For Catherine, Rail Forcity, Passengers, Boulder Demand Forces Rate at 2:30 sharp.
That sounds like my radio set. Fascinating talker, isn't it?
You go get your ticket, Charles. We'll wait here for you.
All right, hold my lunch basket. Golly, what a line. Pardon me, sir. Is this line waiting for tickets to New York?
No, lady. We love Cranston. We're just standing in line like this because we like to be together.
Isn't that sweet? You know, you look like such a nice group of people. I think I'll just join you.
Into the line,
wait,
lady.
Your turn.
Stop trying to crash yet.
Oh, not such a nice group after all.
Here, lady, you can get in front of me.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to meet a gentleman.
I'm not a gentleman, lady. It's just that with you standing next to me, I think I can get a child past their ticket.
I might have known.
Next, next, who's next?
I am.
I'm sorry, lady. We ain't got no berth you could fit into.
I don't need a berth, wise guy. I want a round-trip ticket to New York with a seat near the window.
Lady, you're liable to wind up with a seat outside the window. Or maybe outside the window without any seat at all. Here's your ticket, and you have my sympathy.
And here's your money.
Your train leaves right away. Next victim.
Oh, here you are, Charlotte. We were afraid you'd lose it from the crowd.
Did you get the ticket? Yes, I got it all right, but I didn't like the ticket man's attitude. He seemed sorry to see me go. That must be my train. Now, all I have to do is find track Ofergau. Goodbye. Goodbye, all.
In New York.
Don't forget to see Oklahoma.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Wait, you forgot your line. Oh, has she gone? Ran all the way. Yoo-hoo. Charlotte, here's a cookie.
What?
Your line. Your cookie.
Oh.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Your line. Your cookie. Goodbye.
To make peace right both day and night, brush, brush. Compare Pepsodent promise. Compare Pepsodent results. No matter what leading tooth powder you are using now, Pepsodent tooth powder with Irium will make your teeth brighter. Pepsodent makes this unqualified promise to you without fear of contradiction. For test after test proves Pepsodent powder with Irium makes teeth far brighter. Test by impartial laboratories. Test in dental clinics. Test on identical twins in their homes. Yes, test after test piles up the evidence proving this one unshakable fact. Quote, Pepsodent powder produces a luster on teeth twice as bright as the average of all other leading brands. Brighter than any of them, bar none. Pepsodent and only Pepsodent can make that quoted statement. And remember, Pepsodent and only Pepsodent contains Irium, the patented cleansing ingredient you get in the soft, smooth, refreshing powder. Change to Pepsodent powder with Irium. Use it every day and see Pepsodent's promise come true for you. It's the truth. Pepsodent powder with Irium will make your teeth far brighter.
P-E-P-S-O-D-E-N-T, sound Pepsodent.
You Pepsodent. And now the famous hits and a miss sing Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Pardon me, boy.
It's up the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Track 29.
Boy, give me a dime. Chattanooga, Chattanooga, I used to call my name. gonna cry till I tell her that'll never roll. So tell her, won't you do to me home?
The last we saw of Charlotte Greenwood, she was swept along by a hysterical human guide and shoved into a railroad train jammed with passengers and baggage. She's been on that train now for almost 2 hours.
Hang on, everybody. We're starting up again.
Watch out for that luggage. It's going to come down again. Look out.
Oh,
oh, somebody take this stuff off of her. Help, what a trip.
Oh. Will somebody please help me out of this golf bag?
At your service, madam.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. This is rather a difficult trip, isn't it?
No, this isn't a trip. This is a nightmare. Oh! Oh, say, soldier.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you mind taking that bayonet off your rifle?
Oh, sure, lady.
Thank you.
I was wondering, madam, if you'd care to join me for lunch in the dining car.
I'm so hungry, I'd join a cannibal for lunch.
Lenny.
But how do we get past all these people to the dining car? And when we get there, how do we get into it? And when we get into it, how do we get food?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea, madam, but I had to ask you anyway. You see, I'm a wolf.
Yes, I noticed your fangs.
It sure is crowded, isn't it? I can't move a muscle.
I can't move, and I haven't got a muscle. Oh, I've never been so hungry in my life.
Candy, tobacco, chewing gum, sandwiches, apples, magazines, souvenirs, go to Popeye's, change in a hat.
Food at last. Hey, mister, over here.
How am I going to get over there, lady?
Now, don't get technical. I'm starving. Just throw me something. Anything.
Okay, here it comes. You get it?
Yes, I got it. I'm starving, and he throws me a copy of the Reader's Digest. I want to read. I don't want to eat.
I'm sorry, but you ain't got nothing to eat.
I want to eat. I don't want to read.
I'm so sorry, lady. I still ain't got enough to eat.
Well, what about the candy?
Sandwiches, apples, ice cream, and peanuts. I've been out of them for days, but I've been yelling them for years. I just do it now from 4th to Harvard. Sandwiches, apples, ice cream, peanuts.
Well, can't you yell something else you haven't got?
Oh, surely. Roast turkey, shrimp, salad, cake, steak, apple pie, ham and egg.
Oh, I can't stand much more of that. I'm getting hungry. I'm really so weak from hungry.
Madam, I hope you're not going to faint.
No, I can't faint here. There isn't room to fall down. Look out, we're stopping again.
Watch out the bag. Hold the luggage. Careful, hang on.
Look out. Well, let it come. There's more room in that golf bag anyway.
Ow, my foot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, get me out of here.
Wow. You know, travel used to be broadening, but nowadays it's just flattening.
Ticket, please. Ticket. Ticket, please. Ticket. Ticket, please. Ticket. Pardon me, madam. Is that your bundle up there?
Well, no. It isn't.
Is it yours, sir?
No, it ain't mine.
Well, whose bundle is it?
It isn't anybody's bundle. It's me. I'm the bundle.
Yes, well, now, look here, lady. You can't ride up there in the baggage rack.
That's what I said when I first looked at it, but here I am.
Well, couldn't you stand up?
No, there isn't any standing room left.
Well, confidentially, here there was a...
Well, how do I get through all these people to get to the stage?
Well, don't ask me, lady. I'm supposed to collect tickets on this whole train, but I ain't been able to get out of this car for 2 days.
Can't I just stay up here a little while longer? You know, we're due to arrive almost any minute.
Due to arrive? Lady, we ain't left yet.
Do you mean to tell me we're still in Cranston?
Yeah.
But I felt this train move several times. I've got scars to prove it.
Yes, so we was just pushing cars, that's all. They're standing on a siding just a mile from Cranston Depot right now, waiting for a troop train to pass.
But I've only got today to spend in New York, and now 3 hours are gone, and we haven't even left yet.
Lady, did you say New York?
That's what I said.
This train don't go to New York. It goes to Boston.
Boston?
Yeah. Boston? Did somebody say Boston? This is where I get off. Come, Ronald. It's Boston here.
Hold it, everybody. This ain't Boston. It's still Cranston. Back to your seat.
Oh, my God. What you trying to do, lady? Start the stampede?
But I don't want to go to Boston. I want to go to New York.
Well, I don't see how you got on this train.
Well, what's worrying me is how I'm going to get off.
No matter what leading tooth powder you are using now, Pepsodent tooth powder with Irium will make your teeth brighter. No matter who tests it, no matter where or when, Pepsodent powder with Irium makes teeth far brighter. Hundreds of tests by impartial scientific laboratories, by dental clinics, by identical twins, have produced overwhelming evidence for this one unshakable fact. Quote, Pepsodent powder produces a luster on teeth twice as bright as the average of all other leading brands. Brighter than any of them, bar none. Compare Pepsodent's promise. Compare Pepsodent results. Remember, Pepsodent and only Pepsodent contains Irium, the exclusive patented cleansing ingredient. Get Pepsodent powder with Irium. Use it daily and see it make your teeth brighter. Yes, it's the truth. Scientific findings show it. Millions of Pepsodent users know it. Pepsodent powder with Irium makes teeth far brighter.
P-E-T-S-O-G-E-N-T, spell Pepsodent.
On the wrong train. Charlotte heroically struggled through the crowd of passengers and got off, minus her hat and a few trimmings from her dress. We find her now trudging down the track a mile from the Cranston Depot.
Oh, 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 would you like to take a walk? Oh, 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 would you like to take a walk? Uh-oh.
Holy smokes, is that you, Miss Greenwald?
Hello, Mike, it's me, all right.
What's the matter? You look like a freight train just run over you.
But it's worse. I just got out of a passenger train.
What did you want to steal on the truck?
Oh, I'm walking back to Cranston.
It's a whole mile to Cranston, and the sun is very hot.
Yes, I know.
Well, it's nice to see you, Miss Greenwood. Goodbye.
Well, Mike, wait a minute. That thing that you're riding on there, can I get on it?
It's hunk car? Is it strictly against the rules anybody ride on this but employees?
Well, what's the rule among old friends?
Anyway, it's no room on here for a lady. It's room for one more man to pump by the side of saddle and make the car go faster.
I get it.
Of course, you're very tall lady. You should make very good hand-car pumper. Bend up far, reach up high. Bend up far, reach up high.
Well, it's better than walking. Let me on.
Okay. You ready to start pumping?
Let it go.
You pump very good, Miss Greenwood.
Never mind talking, Mike. I'm having enough trouble to pump this handle. I expect to strike oil any minute.
Okay, Miss Greenwood, here we are, Cranston Depot, all out. You're going to stop pumping now. The carriage is standing still.
Yeah, I know it's standing still, but you're wrong. I can't stop pumping.
I'm very sorry you hit your head on the bridge back there. That's the first time anybody ever hit his head on the bridge, you know.
Yes, well, after all, when they built it, they didn't expect anything higher than a locomotive to go under it. Well, thanks, Mike. I'll find the train to New York myself.
Sergeant, the train loaded?
Yes, sir. All on board, present and accounted for, sir. Get one whack.
A marker AWOL. We can't wait for it.
Yes, sir.
This train's got to go on schedule. I'm on. I'll give the engineer the order to proceed.
Yes, sir.
Wait, wait for me.
Just step on it.
This train is going to New York, isn't it?
Yeah, grab my ass. Come on, I'll pull you on.
Okay.
You're a lucky game, sister. You just fainted.
Yeah. Thanks to you.
You were almost AWL.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but that's what I feel like.
Hey, how come you're out of your uniform?
Huh?
Your uniform, where is it?
Well, I know this looks messy, my dress, and it's all mussed up a bit, but a gentleman wouldn't make wise cracks about it.
I ain't no gentleman. I'm a sergeant. Aren't you a wax?
Say, what kind of a train is this?
The troop train.
Oh, well, what do I care? As long as it's going to New York, that's where I get off.
Lady, nobody gets off this train in New York. It's sealed. We march right out of the train onto a transport headed overseas.
Overseas? But all I want to do is go to New York. Oh, how do I get out of here?
Tell you what, lady. There's a New York train standing on a siding down the line waiting for us to pass. We'll be rolling kind of fast when we go by there. But look, if you want to make a jump for it, I think you can make it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your confidence.
Of course, the ground is kind of hard.
Yes, I know, but on the other hand, the Atlantic Ocean is kind of wet.
Ticket, please.
Oh, conductor, a woman just jumped off that train to pass.
Well, you don't say.
Yeah, and she's trying to get on this train. She's pushing her way into the back of this car now.
Well, I'll have to put a stop to that. Say, lady, you can't get on this train. It's full.
You?
Oh, you again.
Oh, don't tell me I went all through that only to get on the wrong train again.
You know, lady, funny train.
What is?
You were right in the first place. This train is going to New York. I'm on the wrong train. That's a laugh, ain't it?
It sure is.
But I don't see how you can find any place to stand now. Got two new passengers since you got off, and there ain't minutes left.
Oh, there must be some place, some little spot. And I'll find it if it's the last thing I do. I'm going to New York City if I have to ride in the boiler. Thank goodness you came along.
Well, how in tarnation did you get stuck in there, lady?
I don't know. I rode all the way down here from Cranston in there.
Land of Goshen, lady. Don't you know they always lock that door when the train's in the station?
How would I know? That's the first time I ever traveled in a broom closet. How long have I been in there?
Well, this train pulled in about 8 o'clock tonight, only 7 hours late this time, and right now it's 12:40, and this is New York City.
12:40? My train for Cranston leaves at 12:42.
Yep, that's it, right on the next track, lady.
Oh, I've got to make that train. I can't stay here overnight. I've got to get back to Cranston. Porter? Oh, Porter?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, is this the 12:42 for Cranston?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've got to get on board right away.
But there ain't no more room, ma'am. I'm supposed to work this trip, and I can't even get on.
Oh, but I've got to get on.
Well, you can see for yourself, ma'am. Folks are hanging on the steps now. Tell you what, though, there's an extra freight car here. Maybe you can sneak into it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Give me a hand, will you?
Yes. Okay, ma'am. In you go.
Oh, thanks a million.
Look at that. 6 feet and 1 step.
All right, now, you can close the door now. My, it's dark in here.
Yeah. Good luck.
My, I hope the rest of you folks in this car don't mind my squeezing in like this. Well, now, that's mighty sweet of you girls.
Shall I be surprised to find the state up and down the station leader?
I should say so, Jane. I'll bet she's having a wonderful time in New York all day.
That was a great idea we had, making her take this one-day holiday. Bet she feels like a new woman.
Train leading on track for Telethorpe. Wilson, Robert Garrett, Mississippi, Cabaret, the city. The rail, she's lost.
The train now. I wonder what car she's in.
Hi, my goodness, Mrs. Pitts. Look at the people pouring out, just like cattle.
If you're referring to that freight car, those are cattle. God, one of them looks awful thin. Or is that a giraffe?
Katie, it's
Charlotte.
Charlotte? What's happened to you?
I'm Charlotte, darling. To me, it doesn't look like you've had a rest.
Charlotte, you look like something the baggage department got hold of.
Oh, Charlotte, say something. Are you all right?
Please talk to us.
Won't you find a finger so that you talk and linger? Is that trip necessary? Radio's all shouting, the papers write about it. Is that trip necessary? They say stay off the trains and you'll be patriotic. But I say if you want to ride, you must be idiotic. Take a trip from me, stay home. Take a trip from me, don't roam. Rush and hurry for a seat and then you hear that bell to eat. You leave your seat to eat your beat. There's nothing to eat, you've lost your seat. The rest of the trip, you're on your feet. Take a trip from me, stay home. Finally, you find a seat. You say to yourself, this can be deepest seat, as complete as a hotel suite. But the porter says it's taken. You ask the porter for another chair. He looks at you and he says, well, hey. Then he gives you the cold feet there. But you just can't stop shaking. Take a trip from me, stay home. Take a trip from me, don't roam. Time to sleep, you leave your place before you sleep. To wash your face, you wash your face. Go back to your place, you clean your face, but you've lost your place. The rest of the trip, you're off your base. Take a trip from me, stay home. Engines rushing. Babies rushing, lovers rushing, mamas rushing, whistles screeching, porters reaching, kids beating, mamas beating. As you pass by every station, your heart gets a palpitation.
Folks, don't stop your back. It's only the crowd that's on the track.
See what I mean? There is no place like home,
sweet home. Take a trip from me, stay home.
Well, that winds up our visit to Charlotte's house tonight, but we invite you to come over next Tuesday. This is Wendell Niles saying the door is never locked at 114 Hinkle Street.
And so until next Tuesday at the very same time, this is Charlotte Green was saying, so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Tuesday, how's your friend? So long.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.